This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so this past Friday afternoon, at the close of trading in New York, Volkswagen had a market capitalization of almost $87 billion. That's what the market, in all its wisdom, thought the company was worth in its entirety. By the bell today, that number had been cut by a third. Volkswagen has lost $30 billion in value in 48 hours because it decided to cheat on an emissions test. That's raising lots of questions about that company. Dan Neal writes on cars and the industry that makes them for the Wall Street Journal. Dan, it's good to talk to you again.
Pleasure to talk to you, Kai. How are you doing?
I'm well, but let me ask you this. Where does Volkswagen conceivably go from here?
Boy, no one knows. We really are in very unfamiliar territory. On September 14th, which was a Monday night, I was at the VW AG group night in Frankfurt, and the CEO, Dr. Vinterkorn, was there, and he was all smiles. And VW sales were immense. I mean, they sold 10 million cars last year, 12 billion euro in profit, and 12% of the global market. And then 2 weeks later, it has all amazingly turned to ashes.
Dr. Vinterkorn, the CEO, has said that we will eventually learn the origin of this and how it came to pass. The very simple question, though, is what in the Sam Hill were they thinking when they did this?
That's a great question, because one of the things that's striking about it is the brazenness of it. This is a kind of hack you'd expect from a local tuner shop. There's a 500,000 cars in the U.S. that are so affected, and 11 million cars worldwide. This is the biggest scandal I have ever seen in my covering the auto industry.
One group we haven't heard much from, at least here in the States, Dan, are the VW dealers. Are they just hunkering down and riding this thing out and saying, whoa, no, don't look at us. It's all on them over in Germany.
Yes, VW has about 650 dealers. I imagine that it's pretty quiet there in the showroom today. I think what this is a deceit as a business strategy. Volkswagen Group was bound and determined to sell 10 million vehicles per year by 2018. And they did that last year, 2014. But they had to move aggressively in the United States. And part of their move in the United States was to push diesel powers. Well, that was their strategy. And obviously, corners were cut. And I think that this is going to send Volkswagen back to Audi territory back in the 80s for a while.
You mentioned diesel, and that brings up another question. You know, diesel has made great strides in the past, you know, I don't know what, 5-10-ish years or so to come back, clean diesel, all this. Is this sort of another death blows a little strong, but it doesn't help the diesel cause.
No, this is very bad advertising for diesel. And I mean, a lot of people like myself and people who want to be green consumers feel completely taken advantage of, because they bought these cars to be green. And now they find out that there's up to 40 times more emissions than a compliant car. So I think diesel, it's fair to say, could be on the way out.
So let me ask you this. Do you think this is an existential threat to this car company?
I don't know. It's because I've seen so many car companies come back from what seemed like certain death. I mean, General Motors certainly looked like a dead man walking a few years ago. And today it's, you know, one of the biggest and most profitable car companies. So it's hard to count out the enormous stake in the ground that VW AG has around the world. As I say, it's, you know, 12% of global market and 12 very prestigious brands. But it's going to cost them in ways that will have a long shadow, really.
Dan Neal, he writes on cars for the Wall Street Journal. Dan, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Kai.